Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Oh, did you catch the show last night? You know, The Narrative, with me, Elijah B. If you didn't catch the show, you can go find it right now at www.tmzk871.com. That's tmzk871.com. It was an hour of greatness that I put on last night. It really was. And if you're not already doing so, you should also check out the iSociety page. That's iSociety, PAIGE.com, your place for talking, tweeting, and repeating conservative news. Because on there today is an article about how much our taxes are going to go up in 2013, January 1st. Now, if we do not renew the Bush tax cuts, which I'd like to call the recovery tax cuts, we're going to see a $494 billion tax hike, in part because of the recovery tax cuts expiring and Obama's tax increases, which he's going to have to do in order to try and cover Obamacare. Now, we already know Obamacare is going to massively impact our deficit, but he needs the recovery tax cuts to expire along with his tax increases in order to cover it. And even then, I think it's still taking like, what, another year or so before he can actually fully implement it, because he has to gather up all that extra money so that while he's well out of the office, hopefully, it's going to impact everybody else. Now, and that's the key, is that, believe it or not, when the recovery tax cuts expire, we're all going to see a tax increase. He only wants it to increase on the rich, and that's what he claims. But like anything else that Obama has said yet, nothing is ever like he says it is. So even if he manages somehow to convince the American people that only the upper 2% are going to get the tax increase, we're all going to get a tax increase. He can't avoid it. He won't avoid it because he needs all the extra money he can get to cover Obamacare. And it's bad enough that gas prices have gone up and food prices have skyrocketed. The last thing we need is for this government to have more of our money to go vacation on or anything else when we're struggling. You agree? From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.